politicians equal corporate whores of Babylon. Sometimes, the primaries, the silliest season of American political life, yields fruit fresher than the candidates intended. This was seen when the majority of presidential candidates went no way when asked about the minimum wage. Why such animosity? Isn't this idea popular among the poor and working class in the country? Yes, but to politicians, it's the interest of the rich that matter, not of the people. The loud and empty verbiage over so-called Obamacare is of the same stuff, a clone of the Massachusetts program under former Governor Mitt Romney. Obamacare blew air kisses to the drug and insurance companies by closing the door to the program long supported by most Americans, single payer. As long ago as 1989, some 61% of Americans, according to a Harris Harvard School of Public Health poll, supported the Canadian-style health system of universal coverage. But who dominates American politics? American majorities or corporations? You guessed it. And guess who won? Millions today still remain uncovered. Now, with corporations in control of the funding of U.S. politics and, of course, its politicians, candidates outdo themselves in their subservience to the investor class. What Americans want is not only secondary, it's really quite irrelevant. No one cares, not even those sworn to represent them. Once again, even in election years, average Americans are on their own. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.